Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Pam Boyd from the United Way of Eastern Utah. Pam, I always love having you in the studio.
Oh,
thanks again for
coming.
Taking the time.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
And you know, whenever we have you in, I know we're talking about something good, because you guys, working at the United Way, you guys are always doing some kind of service for our community, and of course this is no exception. Back to school right around the corner, and along with it, as always, comes the United Way of Eastern Utah Souls to Souls pop-up shoe shop. So I think a good place for us to start, for people who might be new to the community, might not be familiar with the program, what is Souls to Souls?
Well, Souls to Souls is our effort to make an impact in the area of education. And, you know, it's one of the charges of United Way as an organization. And, gosh, that is such a big haul. When you think about that, like, how can little old United Way of Eastern Utah really make an impact in kids' lives that way? And we drilled down and came up with this idea that, you know what, if a kid heads off to school and a pair of shoes that don't fit or that are like have holes in them, you know, they're not going to be thinking about math and English. They're going to be thinking about their feet. And you know what? We can solve that problem. And that is what those pop-up shoe shops are all about. And it's what Souls to Souls is all about, getting free shoes to school-age kids.
You know, I feel like with any shoe drive, it's important to note, too, these are new shoes, and they're very high-quality shoes as well. I mean, seeing some of the ones that were donated by the new Amazon Distribution Center when they first moved here, these are very high-quality shoes that you're giving out.
Yeah, you know what? We have been lucky. Didn't know if it was going to come through this year because of just the world situation.
Some craziness happened.
Shipping and everything. But New Balance was able to come through with their shoes that are overstocked and discontinued. And so we, again, have New Balance shoes for older kids, you know, from it's men's size 5 to 13 and women's size 6 to 12. And so, yeah, we have those good quality New Balance shoes. And, you know, as an aside, I've had kids tell me they were able to participate in school sports because they had those shoes. You know, that's really a big impact you're having in a kid's life.
And, you know, it's got to be good to hear that feedback from these kids that, like, yeah, these have benefited me in such a great way, being able to participate in athletics, something they might have not been able to do before. So this is something that's extremely beneficial to the area. This is coming up on Saturday, August 16th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Price City Peace Gardens. Now, when people show up, are there any requirements you're looking for? Is there anything they need to bring along with them to this shoe drive?
They need to bring the children. We need those feet that we're fitting for shoes to be there. And it's great if those feet have socks on them. If they don't, you know, we have some socks there. But, you know, we're going to measure feet, and we're going to really not just hand over a pair of shoes. We're going to hand over a pair of shoes that have been fitted and that are going to be good for you for, you know, a few months of grow time and just a quality shoe to start off your school year.
And then for this year for Souls to Souls, you have something pretty special happening. You're partnering up with Ascension St. Matthews. They're going to be doing a coat drive. So, you know, you get something for everyone. You get the new shoes for school. And as that weather starts to get colder, you're going to have coats to choose from as well.
Yeah, they've have some gently used coats. They've laundered them and they have them all looking great. And they will be handing those out as well. So we're very excited to partner with them for that effort.
You know, looking at this event from your perspective as director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, what kind of makes this stand out in our community? What really makes Souls to Souls shine in your mind?
You know, I don't know. I tell volunteers, if you've never been part of giving a brand new pair of shoes to a kid, you're not going to know how cool that is. It's like they really do believe that they are going to jump higher and run faster in those new shoes. And it is just a wonderful thing. You really know you're telling them you care about them and you're telling them you want them to be successful.
Now, if anyone listening right now has any questions about this pop-up event, where should they direct them to?
You know, the best way to get a hold of us is always actually email. And that is liveunited@ueu.org. And our phone number is 435-637-8911.
You know, I always like when interviewees kind of lay out the phone number like that. Easier to understand that way instead of just trying to run through all of them at once. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time here, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, I'm just really excited to bring this event back. This will be our fourth. This will be the fourth year that we're doing this, and it's just turned into a great tradition that people really really, really appreciate.
You know, you can see it in the community. You can see it in the kids. They love this event. Pam, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Pam Boyd from the United Way of Eastern Utah. We're talking about the upcoming Souls to Souls pop-up shoe shop. That's going to be held Saturday, August 16th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Price City Peace Gardens. If you have any questions, you can direct them to liveunited@uweu.org. And for this event, make sure that your children are present to get those shoes. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.